Audiences and critics have long adored director Wes Anderson and long complained he gets ignored by the Oscars. But last month, The Grand Budapest Hotel grabbed a stunning 9 nominations. The film tells the story of a luxury hotel in Central Europe on the edge of war in the 1930s and follows the hotel's idiosyncratic concierge, Monsieur Gustave, and his dedicated lobby boy, Zero.
Why do you want to be a lobby boy?
Well, who wouldn't? At the Grand Budapest, sir. It's an institution.
Very good.
Anderson is known for a very exacting visual style. And believe it or not, that includes attention to every hair on an actor's face. Nearly every character in the Grand Budapest Hotel has facial hair. Their beards and mustaches were a canvas for the Oscar-nominated hair and makeup designer Frances Hannon.
I did a huge amount of research, you know, going back to the 16th, 17th century, right up to, of course, our film ended present day. So I covered the spectrum completely so that with all the moustaches, not only would I find something that suited the actor's face, but I could give something different to everybody.
Some moustaches were classical and neatly clipped, like Ray Fiennes. Others were twirled, like Adrian Brody's. And then there was Bill Murray's massive walrus-like mustache, which, by the way, Frances Hannon says was not CGI.
I have to tell you, that was real. Bill grew a full beard and mustache. He turned up the hairiest I've ever seen him.
Were these all natural beards, or did you have to, were there any fake hair involved?
The majority were fake. I would say probably about 60 or 70% were stuck on. You know, many of the actors, because of their commitment to other films, they couldn't grow anything for us. Or their late arrival, you didn't have enough time to sort of do anything bar be well researched. For Owen Wilson, I made 4 or 5 very small moustaches. I was lucky, as I'd worked with him before, I knew the colouring I needed. And I just put on the one that suited his character the best. Same with Edward Norton, he couldn't grow anything, and he had needed a very precise moustache for his character.
And when you're using, you know, a prosthetic or a fake moustache, what are they made of? Are they made of real human hair?
They're made of real human hair, which you buy in all different textures and colours. There's usually 5 minimum colours in each moustache, and they're sewn into individual hairs at a time, are sewn into the finest silk lace you can find, and the holes are less than 0.5 millimetre. So you can imagine the time that goes into the perfection of each.
Of all the actors' beards, Frances Hannon reserves special praise for Jeff Goldblum's. He played Deputy Kovacs in the film, and his facial hair was 100% his own.
I think the difference with Jeff was, firstly, the way the natural colour came through on his beard. I'd never seen such distinctive black and white areas that weren't peppered throughout.
That was natural.
That was completely natural. And we just enhanced the strength of the black. The young Sigmund Freud was the thought process, the reference I used for Jeff Goldblum's look. And we worked on it from there.
Hi, Jeff.
Hello.
Hi, this is Arun.
Arun, it's so nice to talk to you.
Jeff Goldblum was surprised as anyone about his salt and pepper beard. All just a palette for Frances Hannon on set.
Frances would say, well, I think, she would use her very talented hand and do some little pruning and shrubbery work here and there. We would come up with something, and then we'd show Wes, and he'd say, I like that. What if we took off a few more hairs here and there, and I'm thinking this and that. And we had a few sessions like that, and then we wound up with that thing.
Let me read you a quote from Frances. This was in the LA Times. She said, quote, Jeff Goldblum's beard was the most extraordinary beard I've ever come across. Jeff took such exceptional care of it himself. He trained and cared for his beard like it was his pet dog.
You know, I have a dog now, a beautiful French poodle that I'm crazy about, and I'm crazy about the hair on the dog and stuff. But you're at that time, we didn't. And yes, it's true. Oh, I was thrilled about it. Plus, it's a real alien creature on your face, you know, and you can't help but play with it and be interested in it.
Jeff Goldblum thinks Frances Hannon is a genius, and he's not alone. She's already won a BAFTA award for her work on the Grand Budapest Hotel. I asked her how it felt when she heard about the Oscar nomination.
Very excited and a little surprised, I have to say. But I couldn't be more pleased because I do think Wes created an extraordinary look in the end product of that film that I've never seen in another film before. So I'm really delighted for him and extremely delighted to have been part of it.
That's Frances Hannon. She and fellow makeup artist Mark Coulier are up for an Oscar for their work on the hair, makeup, prosthetics, and of course, beards of the Grand Budapest Hotel.